Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You and me got a whole lot of history. We could be the greatest.
Happy to open up my mouth and welcome you with my words. Prepared for another half hour of conversation. Oh, that's good. We're here to help you out. We being Doug and they being Jennifer and Victoria. We're all together here. The DJV experience. So we're on the air focusing on that Dakota Access Pipeline again. Officials said they might start fining people who are trying to deliver supplies, food, that sort of thing to that protest camp near the construction site of the pipeline. That's been going on for months and months and months and months and months and months and months. So the pipeline's already been built across the four states. It's stopped in this area of North Dakota where the protesters are, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, along with some environmental activists and some actors and actresses and that sort of thing. The project threatens some sacred sites. Okay, well, that's one thing to take into account. I'm not so sure that I'm that concerned about that. I am. I don't want to see them destroyed for no good reason. But the local water supply is what is the crux of all of this. There have been a number of incidents where the police and the demonstrators have been back and forth, mostly because, in my read of this, the police have been foolish. They want to get them? Who said? Does the federal government? I'm talking about the White House say for the protesters to get off. The Army Corps of Engineers says get out of the way. They didn't say go away. They said get out of the way. But now the governor says you got to go. He's worried about their health because it's cold and the weather's lousy. But so far, the mantra has been that no one will be forcibly removed. But now the law enforcement guys are flexing their muscles, and so we may not remove them, but we'll keep things from being delivered to them. So, and I don't know where the authority comes from this. Where does it say they can just decide one day to fine the people who are supplying these protesters $1,000? Where's that authority come from? Anybody know?
When you're trespassing or you're not where you're supposed to be, I think there is government.
Who says you're not supposed to be there? You know, that's always been something, Jennifer, that gets under my bonnet. People, good. When you see on the federal lands, keep out. Why am I going to keep out? I paid for the land. I'm a taxpayer. I paid for that land. How dare you tell me to stay off of my land? Well, who the hell do you think you are?
What if it's dangerous for you to be there? What if it's like an electric zone? Like, you know, a lot of times you'll see where there's power lines or something and they say,
yeah, that's okay. If you got any common sense, you're going to stay away from that.
Okay.
But I see them all around. We have a 2,400 acre swamp here in my backyard that's controlled by the National Wildlife Refuge bunch. I don't know where they, but I think they're Department of Environmental, what's this? And they're protecting turtles and bees and birds and all that stuff. I think 2,400 acres is ample around here to save whatever wildlife they want to. But in order that we've paid to save them, why wouldn't we want to enjoy them or be able to see them in their natural habitat? But no, there are postings all around on the road that surrounds this facility. $1,000 fine if caught trespassing. Huh? It's federal land. I paid for it. Why can't I go watch the turtles or the bees or the birds or whatever it is that we're trying to save? I mean, they won't let me go on there with my farm equipment to get the hay off of it. It's perfectly good hay. Nobody's using it. Nobody's going to be hurt by me getting the hay off. But nope, can't
get on the land. The gentle ecosystem?
What, to mow the hay? I don't think so. No,
that's true though.
Them.
Yeah,
bunk.
There could be something under there.
Yeah, I mean they might know of something. You know,
no,
I mean,
wait till July the 15th, when all of the bobolinks have nested and their birds are able to fly, and that's it. That's the only thing that's on there. So we wait till July 15th to mow the hay. That's it.
Well, to answer your question, that's probably why you see those "don't go in there" signs. I mean, look, by our golf course, you can't walk into like the canyon because there's the protected spine flower out there. Is it ridiculous?
Yeah.
But they say if you get rid of it, that it's going to be endangered and you're not going to be able to get it back again. So they protect it. Yeah. All right.
So anyway, go back to the North Dakota protesters for a moment. This once again, Jennifer said there's some story floating around.
Not just a story, but I started doing some research on it because there has to be more here, and I need to do some more research, admittedly. But what I've seen so far is that this has been going on for not just the last several months. This has been going on for years and years and years and years, and that the company has already relocated the pipeline at the request of these Native American groups four different times. Mm-hmm. And this last time, they've been asking to meet with them, and that group would not meet with them. They actually turned down the meeting. So while we're asking everybody to be fair here, something needs to be built. Land is going to be in infringed upon, maybe. I mean, I can't believe that that would be true if they're out there protesting, so why they wouldn't actually meet with the company.
Let me play the devil's advocate for a minute, okay? Sure. Let's say there weren't any protesters. There was no Standing Rock Sioux tribe. Do you think it makes sense to put an oil pipeline under the water supply, no matter who lives there?
Right. That's that's the best.
If you
argument.
Want to take the Indians out of it, take them out.
Right.
Or any special interest group. It makes no sense whatsoever to put that pipeline underneath the water supply.
So why do you think the company's doing that then?
Because it's cheaper to do it that way than to move it up the river.
It's cheaper to go underwater than it would be to move it over on land. I don't know if I believe that to be true. There's got to be some other reason.
What is the reason?
It can't be cheaper to go under a water source.
Why? If they don't have to go
then around it.
No. Why would you say that? Just dig underneath it and put the pipeline. I don't know. I'm now sounding like a guy with a paper butt. But in terms, because I don't know anything about oil pipelines other than when I watched the Alaskans shoot holes in the Alaskan pipeline when I was up there for target practice. That's all I remember. That's the only pipeline I've ever actually really seen. So I'm not an expert when it comes to this. I do have some common sense, maybe not a lot, but common sense says to me, why would you put a pipeline under the water supply and put it over someplace? Well, they say, some of this is above the ground, some of it's below the ground. But come on, I don't want that near water. I mean, I'd be interested. There are 43 pipelines in our country. Maybe most people don't even know that. And I'd want to know if there are other pipelines that go under or around or near water supplies. Frankly, I don't know whether maybe that's part of your research if you want to do that, Jen, and see. Maybe that makes an argument. I just find the treatment of these people, no matter what they did before, it just bothers me that so few people initially paid attention to this and that they've been treated with disrespect by the administration. The administration hasn't done anything to fix this problem. They could just say, all right, I mean, there's been a wait-and-see attitude. What are you going to wait and see for? I mean, how much more are you going to wait? What do you have to see? That's my read on it.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, it's looking ahead on Facebook. Some of our listeners have been commenting on this too.
Yeah.
You know, it's one listener, Austin Dale, who's from Arkansas, has a very lengthy. I believe he's in the pipelining business, uh-huh. And he said that this particular pipeline will be drilled at a specific angle. I guess it'll be directionally drilled. The pipeline will have the latest technologies and monitoring systems. Sorry, that's where you lose me, because I don't trust that. And then it says it's going to be 90 feet below the riverbed. Well, if it leaks, then you got to fix a 90-foot problem underneath the water. But yeah, I don't know. That's the argument they're saying. And then they're trying to say, well, it's not going to be in any burial grounds and everything. That's not the point. They're trying to protect the water. The burial ground thing, it's the pipeline is not, it's not on the Standing Rock Reservation. That's why they're having, that's why they're getting shot at with rubber bullets, because they're not on their own land. So that's, I'm with you, Doug, on this. That's a moot point. This is just about the river. It shouldn't go below the river. That's it.
Other things, the other arguments are specious. They may have some merit to a certain extent, but this doesn't make any sense.
No.
Okay. Jen, final word?
No, I mean, I think we all need to probably know more about the situation, because I think, and to be fair, this was only brought to our attention a few months ago. So I think it would be good for us to all know the history of the whole thing so that we know. No, not just you, all of us. I mean, look,
I was the one who was on this without sounding like a jerk. There's nobody else was talking about this when I started talking about it. Nobody knew it. I got an email from one guy said, what are you talking about? And I remember the first day I talked, what are you talking about? And so I was pleased that I was talking about, but nobody else was. And then all of a sudden, some actresses and actors went up there, and the news media followed them And what do you see? Oh, look at this. I wonder what's going on
here. Well, thank God they did. And thank God they used their fame to bring camera crews with them, or else no one. I mean, they would have, this never would have been a national story. There was not a single major news outlet that had a single camera crew there. These were bloggers, and these were social media people and regular people protesting, spreading the word on social media. I mean, this has been a grassroots effort.
Home of the regular guys. 44 past the hour. Television news up next.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer won 3 Super Bowls with the Cowboys in the 90s. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler who racked up 65 touchdowns and almost 12,000 receiving yards.
Michael Irvin, touchdown, Dallas.
So, where is Michael Irvin now? Michael's been a studio analyst for NFL Game Day Morning on the NFL Network since 2009. He joined a group of former NFL stars, including Ron Jaworski and Mike Ditka, as an investor in an Indian football league that recently kicked off its first season. Michael also speaks to rookies about how to handle fame associated with being in the NFL.
We must stop letting the ignorance of our youth and our history prevent us from our destiny.
Hall of Fame advice from a Hall of Fame receiver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2, that's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're taught at an early age that fear is a good thing.
But there's a fear that keeps people from living their dreams. It's the most dangerous fear of all, the fear of failure.
As we mature, we get more self-conscious. We're afraid to be embarrassed, to be different, to be made fun of.
So we get stuck. We're not happy, but we're too scared to do anything about it. But there is hope. You just have to start seeing fear like successful people view it.
They see failure as an opportunity to learn.
They know that the faster you fail, the quicker you learn. And the more often you fail, the more you learn.
So fail fast and frequently to get a leg up on those who fear failure. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how about an easy way to eat less and enjoy it more? It's as simple as the color of your plate, and it's a trick that restaurants know how to use to their economic advantage. Here's the science of it. Most parents unwittingly use colorful china with animated cartoon characters emblazoned to cajole their children into eating. So adults are conditioned and will continue to eat even after they're full just to discern the design on the plate like they did when they were kids. The more elaborate the pattern, the greater the need to eat to see clearly what's on the bottom. What's the cheap psychological trick? Forget the blue plate special. Eat from a plain white plate and you'll eat less and enjoy it more. That's why restaurants always serve you on white china. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
57 half the hour. Jennifer and Dougie with the television report. How many people know who Keo Wolford is? W-O-O-L-F-O-R-D.
I don't.
I do not.
Played Detective James Chang in Da-da-da-da-da-da.
He
died yesterday in Hawaii. Had a stroke over the weekend. He's only 49. He's been in Hawaii 5-0. He's been a lot of movies like Godzilla, you know, the people that they need a person of a certain look, if you know what I mean.
Oh, was he in Lost, on the TV show Lost?
Yeah,
he was great on that. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
All right, so he also wrote a feature film called Haumana, H-A-U-M-A-N-A, which focused on Hawaiian culture. And apparently it was the model for this movie that's out now called Moana with The Rock, which is also about Hawaiian culture, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true?
About the god Maui. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And some of it came from this guy. Anyway, you'd recognize him if you saw a picture of him. 49's pretty young to be leaving the planet, though. Oof. All right. Let's see. The signature line on The Apprentice. Arnold starts right after the first of the year, January 2nd. New Celebrity Apprentice, 15th season of this series. And, of course, everybody's, you know, Trump said you're fired. So what's the choice here? Hasta la vista, baby. Get to the chopper.
That one would be cool if there's actually a chopper that takes the contestants away. Right. That would be great.
All right. So I wonder, he's got a business.
One season with Arnold, FYI. It's a prediction. One season
you
with
think
Arnold.
That's
oh,
it?
Yeah. I mean, the Celebrity Apprentice needs Donald Trump. I'm sorry.
Mm. Well, he is a good businessman. We all, those of us who are familiar with the area in California where I am, he owns most of the downtown Santa Monica shopping centers.
I did not know that. I don't know if it's really widely known outside of California how many different types of business
he's a great, very
businesses he's been involved in. Yeah.
I want you to listen to me for a minute or so. Talk about the value of nitric oxide. This may not be the number one thing on your mind today, unless you're having heart problems or circulation problems or blood pressure problems. Your cardiovascular system, blood cell regulation, myocardial contractibility, microvascular permeability, triglyceride reduction. Have I captured your imagination yet? Probably not. How about, let's get to the bottom line. You have a body that is a marvelous machine. In order to live a happy, wholesome, healthy life, and a long one, you need to protect it. You don't do silly things. And if you have, God bless you, we've got something that may help you out a bit. It's called Super Beets. Super Beets is the way to deliver natural dietary nitrates to your system. And that in turn will open up the arteries. And that in turn will get blood to everywhere in your body that has inflammation. That is, by definition, sick, rust. Call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beets. And when you do, you'll get a 30-day supply of regular Super Beets with your first order. Feel the results, or you get your money back. Get the book Beat the Odds. Mention Doug, you'll get free shipping. There are all kinds of reasons to do this, but the number one reason is what effect it has on your body and your health. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or order them at DougLikesBeats.com.